And we are glad you are back. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. It is Wednesday, October 7th, 2009. You're listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
Big week.
Is it?
It's a big week. It's a big week locally. It's a big week nationally.
What's going on?
It's just a big week. So we have our benefit concert on Saturday.
Indeed.
I am ready. I have two things left to do.
So what are you doing Sunday?
Sunday I need to get the piano back to where we're borrowing it from. I'm not exactly sure how I'm doing that. So
okay.
The two things I have left to do, I got to create the program, which I feel like is going to take 2 seconds. You just made a
wow.
face like it's not. And I have to get the piano from where it is to where it needs to go.
So what is this fundraiser? I can't seem to remember.
For life. Notes for life. Well, then you haven't been listening to all these other radio stations because we've had interviews on all these fun local
radio stations.
There are
other radio stations.
There are, other than WVEWLP, 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. Yes. No, we had an interview on the river this morning, and that was a lot of fun. And then there's an interview. They'll be rebroadcasting it tomorrow. And we were on last Friday with Steve on WKTV. I don't think those are the call letters, but it was great. So we had a really great time with Steve, and he's a really nice guy, and big articles coming out tomorrow. So this Saturday night, Notes for Life. Next week, you'll hear me tell you how it was, and then you'll never hear about it again. So
until next year.
This is a one time only.
You're not starting a new career as an event promoter.
No way. This is much harder than I ever thought it would be. But so if you can find it in your hearts and your wallets to sponsor a ticket, I cannot express to you. Do you sense the desperation in my voice, people? Please sponsor a ticket. Notesforlife.net.
He actually got down on his knees for that one.
I did.
Please.
I did. So that's what's going on locally. Now, what's going on nationally? There's a little itty bitty march in Washington.
Yeah, tiny
this
one.
Sunday. Do you want to go?
This weekend?
I mean, so let's just say that you have
if
no other obligations.
If it was any other weekend,
that's my
then
question.
Yes, I would.
For what purpose?
Just for solidarity and recharging. And
that's actually it. So that's, I was, even as I was walking down the long hallway from the stairs to the radio station, I was thinking, so what again is the point of this? And that's exactly what I thought. I thought if it was for recharging purposes, fantastic.
Yeah, and to hear what is going on in other parts of the country from people who are there. You know, you can't really underestimate the power of hearing those stories firsthand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the big deal about this weekend also is that President Obama will be speaking to a gathering of gay rights activists.
Yeah, he's giving the keynote speech for HRC, right?
He is. Tickets cost $250 a pop. So if you were trying to get a ticket to that, they're already sold out. So take your $250, stroll on over to notesforlife.net and support a similar cost. So the big question is, what is he going to say? Is this just a token gesture? Will this do anything? Will it mollify all of his critics? His appearance will mark only the second time a sitting president has spoken to the Human Rights Campaign. The first was in 1997 when Bill Clinton spoke to the group. And that actually was the first time a sitting president had ever addressed a gay rights organization. That was 12 years ago. That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. I mean, but if you actually look at which presidents were around since
Certainly they've some of the organizations.
I mean, I don't really know, but how long have we had out proud organizations?
We've had them for a while.
Well, for a while.
But it's
not
only
like
recently that they've had political clout.
Right. But I mean, you can't really hold it up against George Washington. You know, you can't be like, hey, dude, because
I figure
the HRC wasn't around then.
10% of the guys in that boat on that picture crossing the Potomac.
Whoa.
I don't know what he was crossing. I'm not.
OK, we're changing the subject.
Gosh, that was not good. So the big question, again, is how will folks respond to President Obama? Will it change anything? Some people were saying, oh, gosh, you know, this is going to mean absolutely nothing. Others were saying, well, this is a nice gesture. I have to tell you.
What's your vote on that?
He's got to come up with something pretty radical.
For you to care?
Yeah, for me to care.
Just you're going to be busy that night anyway.
I'm going to be really busy. I care about what he has to say, but I just can't imagine he's coming out with some announcement other than this is a priority for me and we're working on it, which is fine. That's great. I believe him and it's a priority and they're working on it, but nothing's really happening. So I don't know. I'm not
a big meh from Ken.
I am. Meh. I'm kind of where I was the day before he'll speak and the day after he'll speak, unless he really changes his rhetoric. It'll be kind of what it is now. I'm happy that he's president and not someone else, but the progress on LGBT issues just hasn't happened. Now, I have to tell you, I lost an entire morning. I think it was Monday morning. I woke up and my intention was to go to the gym. And I just, you know, I check that this show is so gay at AOL.com when I wake up because I need to know
okay.
if there's something we need to respond to. And when I signed on to AOL, the top story of the day was about the GLAAD report research that we talked about last week about how there are no gay characters on CBS. And so then I went where I would naturally go for all the real information. I went to the comments section.
Oh, God.
And it was bad. It was bad. And the article had just been posted a few hours before, but there were hundreds of comments. And for the first time, I said, I am just going to respond to as many comments as possible, and I'm going to put brought to you by this show is okay. And so I just decided I'm not going to just talk about it on the air, but I am going to try to respond to as many comments as possible. So I went on there and this person said, well, yay for CBS. And then I said, well, but why? And then
I just ran to look out the window to make sure they're, you know,
there's no one out there.
The people with the bombs aren't here.
They're not here.
They're not here. It's good.
The love bombs.
Did you lock the door behind us?
You came in second. No. So, so I started responding. I mean, what I responded to more often than not was I've never met a gay person and there aren't any gay people in this area and there aren't that many gays. And so I just kept writing over and over and over. Well, there actually are a lot of gays, but the fact that they're not out says something about the climate and says something about you. And please listen to my gay radio show. So, hi,
if you're listening because of Ken's comments on AOL.
Welcome to this show is so gay.com. Daniel Gray, musician. He'll be calling in a little later, so sit tight for that. Welcome to your first The Show is So Gay.
Look, there are gay people.
Yes. It's our 51st, so we've been around longer than you have, AOL commenters who are listening in for the first time. So I just kept going and I kept going.
I'm going to look this up later, by the way.
The dumb part was about, and how it wasn't dumb, but it was just futile, was that for every comment I posted, there was just an avalanche of another 17 or 18 comments. So I would get pushed back two pages and so I would post again. But then, so it was a really active topic and I'm convinced and I stand by this. AOL Time Warner, this is to you.
Oh God.
Becca just put her head down. I am convinced.
Why, Ken? Why?
I'm convinced they put these stories front and center because they get so many more comments than any other story because the word gay is in the title of the story. So I think it's totally sensationalized and it just bites.
So anyway, do we want them to put the stories out there or do we not want them to put the stories out there? You want them to put the stories out there, but for the right reasons in the right way at the right time.
This article wasn't very well done. It was kind of boo on CBS and it just wasn't very well done. So I think it was just a quick shot to have the word gay in the title and that's pretty much it. So we are going to play some music that Daniel Gray has requested. And this is kind of cool. He has requested some songs that are his, some songs that are not his. So we're going to start.
How many of them were on your iPod?
Two. Okay. I had two of them. So here is one of them that I did have on my iPod and just deal with it, okay?
Okay.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be
Those are our friends, the Black Eyed Peas. They are singing I Got a Feeling, as requested by tonight's guest, Daniel Gray, who will be calling in just a little bit.
Absolutely.
Big news out of the Supreme Court this week on Monday, which was the first day of its new session. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear two LGBT-related cases. And I'm almost positive that both of these are good things, that they refused to hear it. The first case involved an appeal by a Michigan school district to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the parents of a student who endured years of anti-gay harassment without school intervention. Court records for the case Hudson Area Schools versus Patterson show that students repeatedly harassed the unnamed Patterson student referred to as DP. Harassment began in the sixth grade and included calling him queer, gay, and faggot, writing anti-gay slurs on his books and locker, and urinating on his clothes.
Urinating on his clothes? What?
Gross.
Who does that?
Apparently, students in the Hudson Area School District. Despite seeking help from school officials, the harassment escalated in high school with a student sexually assaulting him in a locker room. So he's had it rough. He's had it rough there in school. So since the Supreme Court refused to hear the school's appeal, the parents' lawsuit will now be heard in a federal district court in Detroit. So that is definitely a good thing. The other one I didn't really understand that much, but of course I tend to turn a blind eye with some of these faith-based articles. The Supreme Court also refused on Monday to get involved in a dispute between breakaway Episcopalians, which I just...
Wait.
I'm a breakaway Episcopalian.
Yeah.
Isn't that a fun
It's
phrase?
Not like a lapsed Episcopalian.
No, no, no. These are the breakaway Episcopalians.
I think I just totally said that wrong. Wow. Okay. Yay, allergy meds. Go.
So breakaway Episcopalians and their former national church, who owns a California church and its property, that's what they're fighting about, but it's got something to do with the consecration of the gay bishop. And I think it's good that the Supreme Court refused to hear it, but I was really confused by that. So there's that. Now, so those, well, let's just chalk those up to good news.
Yay.
Let's balance it out by
some
bad news. Governor Schwarzenegger.
I just love anything that starts that way.
The fate of California's Harvey Milk Day will be determined this week, but lawmakers are concerned that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will blindly veto the bill. 700 bills on issues including education, hospital funding, ammunition restrictions, and a day dedicated to Harvey Milk currently sit on the governor's desk. The deadline for Schwarzenegger to sign or veto the myriad measures is Sunday at midnight. And members of the California legislature are concerned that the governor will issue a mass veto on the bills unless the lawmakers reach an agreement on reorganizing the state's water system. What a bizarre confluence of different things. So
okay.
If the California folks don't reorganize the state's water system, then there won't be a day for Harvey Milk. So that's not great. And as we've said before, the Harvey Milk bill was originally introduced in 2008, but Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed the measure, claiming at the time that Milk was not well known beyond San Francisco. Now, since then, of course, the movie has come out that I saw for the first time with Becca. And and in September, the legislation to have this day again passed in both California Senate and Assembly.
Yeah, remember that time you saw that movie when you promised you'd see it with me,
and then you saw it with you
without me?
What you were? I felt you were there. I felt you were there. It was Hanukkah. I was in New Jersey. We needed something to do. We saw Milk. I didn't want to go. I was crying the whole time. I just said to Andrew, please don't make me go. I must see this with Becca.
Okay, you're going to leave here before me just to make sure none of the AOL commenter people are out there.
I will draw
their
fire.
You're the
bait. I will draw their fire. So Harvey Milk Day would be a great thing, and we would have a big extravaganza show on Harvey Milk Day. So that would be great. I again tried to go on some of the sites and grab some gay news from tollroad.com and from queerty.com, and yet again was thwarted by their layout. It's just not conducive to scanning and grabbing articles. So it was a little frustrating. So California, please figure out your water system.
So if you're not going to do event planning anymore, maybe you should make a better news site.
Well, but I don't... That's interesting. But I would do nothing different than theadvocate.com does. I don't even feel like I could come up with something different. I like just seeing the news and just grabbing the stories and reading the headlines. And so, no, I don't really have good ideas to do that.
But
who
you
knows?
Could comment all over it.
That
you could invite.
I could do.
Yes.
That's
you're the
I could
comment,
easily do.
Comment king.
Yes. Okay, so we are going to listen to another song right this very second. And this
one is by
tonight's guest, Daniel Gray. It's called Leave the World Behind. So here
all
we
right,
go.
Bring it on.
I'm gonna
Look at us jamming. Look at us jamming in the studio. Time to welcome a guest. You ready?
I'm ready.
And guest, are you ready?
I am so ready.
All right, you sit back then. Musician Daniel Gray has been compared to no less than Michael Jackson and Prince in the press. Just this year, he released his musical album Invictus, which in Latin means unconquerable. And we're going to talk a little bit about why unconquerable. And I've read his bio.
And
so
why
I
Latin?
Know why. And why Latin? There you go. In late 2007, the first single from the album, Lost and Found, began circulating in a few record pools for testing. As of October 2007, Lost and Found debuted at number 35 and peaked at 24 on the Starfleet Music Pool's Top 50 Dance Chart. He got people's feet moving. Also, the single has debuted on New England's, Yay New England, GBRP Promotions Top 50 Dance Chart. And a few weeks ago, out of thousands and thousands of available songs, Lost and Found was named the Track of the Day by GB Music Chart. Yay!
Hey!
Daniel Gray, welcome to the show, It's So Gay with Ken and Becca.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. How is everything going?
Everything is amazing.
How about when you were the song of the day?
I couldn't believe it. I was excited.
We were excited.
I would be too, yeah.
What was number two?
I don't even know.
It doesn't matter.
It wasn't even close.
Who cares? It wasn't the song of the day. There was one song of the day. It was yours.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
What was the date of that? What was the song of the day date?
The song of the day date? I don't even remember.
Oh, come on. That's got to become your new birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be the day.
It's on my website.
All right, we're going to go back and look and tell people because that was a big day. So many questions for you. First, how are you doing? You're doing well, right?
I'm doing amazing.
Because you're all over the place.
I am. I like to stay busy.
All right. We like that.
We're all
now,
about that.
You, Daniel Gray, have a big gay following.
Yes. I love the gays. And the gays love me back.
What is that all about? If someone said, as we are now saying, Daniel Gray, you have a big gay following. Why do you think that is? Tell everyone, why do you think that is? I mean, you get people's feet moving, and we gays, we like to move our feet.
Yes, yes.
So there's that.
There's that, and I think there's the fact that I've been called a hippie. I just like people.
Nice.
I like people. And I always root for the underdog. And right now, I think the gay culture is very much an underdog, especially with the passing of Prop 8 and things like that. And I didn't think that was very nice, so
no.
I always stick up for them.
Yeah. There you go.
Nice.
I'm always very loud.
We like that. We're pretty loud here, too. It's we use the radio waves. But you get people's feet moving. You like making people move.
I love to make people dance, and I love positive thinking.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, how do you stay positive? Now, we were talking about before you came on that there are a lot of gays out there, our LGBT brethren, who are frustrated and frustrated with the administration and frustrated with progress. How do you keep everybody? This is your chance to keep everybody positive. Tell everybody in your way, how should we stay upbeat?
How to stay upbeat? Oh, there's so many ways to stay upbeat. You know, always look at the positive side of everything.
Uh-huh.
Myself, I put on a song like Leave the World Behind, and I just dance.
Love that song.
Music always keeps me upbeat. I love it. And, you know, I just, you know, there's always, something could always be worse. So I like to, and being negative doesn't really do anything.
There you go.
It doesn't help anybody. So, you know, just think about all the positive things that happened. And, you know, you go along, you just go with it.
Just go with it.
And you do like the parties. Huh? We heard that you've been at quite a few Pride events. What has that been like
I
for
did.
You?
Oh, they were.
You've probably been to more Pride events than me and Ken combined.
I think actually having read your website, you actually have been to more Pride events than Becca
and
I combined.
And we have a radio show called This Show Is So Gay.
I know.
So what is it like?
Well, normally I'm performing and it's awesome. I like it. It's so much fun. And, you know, the gay community, they know how to dance, and they like a good show. So, and I like to put on good shows, so, you know, we get along very well in that aspect. So they're always fun. I always have a great time.
Where have you been? I think you've just been to a ton of Pride parades, have you not?
I mean, the atmosphere at Pride tends to be kind of the same in whatever city you go to, from what I've seen. But you've been to far more than I have, so maybe you know.
They're always so happy.
And yeah.
That is something I like. I like happy people. And, you know, I've been to Philly. Philly, which was absolutely amazing. That was the biggest pride event that I think I've been to.
Awesome.
It was Philadelphia. And I got to perform on the water on this
humongous
stage.
Nice.
Awesome.
Now, who else performed at Philly Pride? I feel like you were among some pretty big names.
Who else performed at Philly Pride? There would be Miss Philadelphia, Miss Gay Philly.
Nice.
Who was awesome. Yaya Diviner. She was absolutely amazing.
Oh, wow.
Who else was there? There's some other bands there. I don't know. I was thinking about me.
Yes, and we don't care about them. You're on our show.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We don't need to know about them.
Now, Becky, you've been to a lot of... How many have you been to?
I've been to a few.
I've been to one. I don't really know how... I know, you know, and that's really sad because I lived in New York City for 8 years. There was a point in my life where I was kind of over Pride stuff, where I was just like, I don't want one day. I want every day. And
Ken's a strange duck sometimes. The man doesn't drink coffee. I don't know.
What do you want from me, folks? That
he chooses not to drink coffee. He's never had coffee, ever.
Well, that's
never
okay.
Never had coffee?
I have never tasted it in my life. That's because I have the natural caffeine of dance music. Thank you very much, Daniel Gray.
You are very welcome. Thank you very much for plugging dance music. No
problem. Well, dance music, how is dance music doing as a genre these days?
Dance music is everywhere.
Yeah.
It is awesome, and everybody likes to dance, especially now when there's so much to be sad about. You know, sometimes you just want to forget about being sad and just dance.
Although,
so do you ever accidentally wind up somewhere and hearing your song playing, like one of your songs playing? Because that would be weird.
That would be weird. I never have had that happen.
But people could be walking by you with their earbuds
on their iPod.
And they're dancing along. You should check, to see if their rhythm matches, like, one of your songs.
Exactly. Oh, you know what? That's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that.
Just spy on them.
I don't know. I don't even think you need to do
that. But
I
bet that people walk by you playing your music and they don't know who you are and you don't know who they are.
I think from now on, Daniel Gray, you need to assume that when you walk by someone who's listening to an iPod, that they're listening to your music.
Oh, you know what? That would probably just annoy my manager because I already say so many things that annoy them.
Like what? How do you annoy a manager?
Now I'm curious.
We don't have managers here. Well, Ken does because I'm in charge, but,
I love me, and I love music, and every time we are somewhere, I'm always like, get the door for me. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, get the door. I'm Daniel Gray.
Nice.
And he's like, okay, whatever. And
But the important part is, does he do it?
He does.
Okay. See, then we know. He can be annoyed all he wants, as long as he gets the door. No, but wait, I want to go back for a second. Let's go back for a second, because... Everybody likes to dance, yes, but now I honestly feel like with the big influx of these reality shows of, you know, America's Best Dance Crew and So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars or whatever, I'm actually in some ways more nervous to go out there and dance because I feel like the standard is so much higher these days.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. Talk me out of this, Daniel.
No. You just have to go because most of the time those people on that show, they have no idea what they're doing. They just go with what's inside and they just feel it and they just dance. So that's all you have to do.
All right.
Just pretend like you're in your bedroom dancing with a hairbrush.
Or
do you do that? Either one of you.
Do that?
I don't.
I do that.
Daniel does.
I do that all the time.
And what songs are you singing in your bedroom other than your own?
Other than my own. I sing the Black Eyed Peas.
Well, that, and we already played that. Now, we're going to get to that in a few minutes. We're not ready to talk about your song choices yet, because that's big time. We're not there.
Yeah.
Okay, but hold on.
Okay.
Your story is pretty darn incredible, and we want to give you an opportunity to tell people about it, because your experience is in New Orleans, and then, okay, so now we're not in New Orleans anymore, and everything will be calm and copacetic in Philadelphia. Not so much.
Not so much.
So tell everyone about your, give them the synopsis. If they have not read your bio yet, you know, not the whole autobiography, but give us the highlights, because you have some highlights.
Okay, highlights. Well, I grew up in New Orleans, and then this thing called Hurricane Katrina came.
Yes.
And
little storm.
Yeah, just a little bitty one, and we were like, oh, okay, well, we have to leave.
Yeah.
So we did. Went to Georgia, and Georgia was cool. I liked Georgia, but then I met some really cool people who were like, well, come move with us to New Jersey. And I was like, sure, why not? So I did, was having a great time, and then woke up one night, and house was on fire, and I was okay. So,
what?
You know, there goes that thing. And, you know, went, moved to a different place. What I had to do was it was donated to us.
Nice.
Because the house was on fire, and it was awesome. And, you know, house caught on fire, and then I started recording this album. And during mastering and mixing of the album, actually my grandmother passed away.
Oh, no.
Which was even sadder for me than Hurricane Katrina and my house catching on fire.
Oh, gosh.
Because for me, she's my hero. So my grandmother passed away, and then my uncle passed away a few weeks later of cancer. And then a few weeks later, my other uncle committed suicide, and it was, you know, that was, those three events were a lot more traumatic for me than Hurricane Katrina or
the burning house
fire or anything like that, just because it was, you know, that touched me so much because it was my family and their lives. But I know that in my family, we always try to stay positive, and I'm from New Orleans, where we always like to party.
Yeah.
And we, you know, my grandmother's whole thing was celebrate life. You have to always celebrate life. And, you know, never take a moment for granted. And so I decided at that moment, you know what? I'm not going to be sad about this. I'm going to be happy because they're in better places. And I'm going to dance. And I'm going to dance my little butt off. And I'm going to sing and dance.
And from that, I can only imagine, came the Latin word Invictus.
Invictus, yes. It means unconquerable. It's actually a tie-in to New Orleans, because my high school teacher, Dr. Felder. Hi, Dr. Felder.
Hi, Dr. Felder.
Who this show is so gay with, Ken and Becca.
Yay.
Yay. You know, she made us learn that poem in my senior year of high school. And it just stuck with me. And it was something that I, you know, I hold near and dear to my heart. And it's sort of my motto in life. Just be unconquerable. Nothing can break the human spirit unless you let it. So, you know, I just keep going.
I'm sitting up a little taller now. Did you see, Becca? I'm sitting up.
I did.
I'm being unconquerable.
You know what? I'm on Daniel's website again, and I was distracted by this picture of a little boy eating cake for Mother's Day there.
Oh, look at that.
Making quite the face.
There you go.
It's pretty adorable.
Okay, but now let's...
So read the blog when you get a chance, because
yes,
there are pictures.
Yes, you should definitely check out the blog.
I was just scrolling through and...
Love your website, yes. Daniel Gray. It's an all-purpose website. There's so much different stuff on there.
Yes, I like that. I have ADD. I have self-diagnosed ADD.
Okay.
Because I do everything. And my mother doesn't, I don't think she believes in psychiatrists and therapy and medicine. So, but I believe if she brought me to some place, they would say, he has ADD.
We'd be sitting right next to you with it, Daniel. We're there with you. This is the radio show for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. I'm glad to be here.
So we got to talk about your music. We got to talk about
Absolutely.
Your music. Now, not just your music, but your musical selections. So this is everyone's favorite part of the show, Daniel, where we ask you, Daniel Gray, to psychoanalyze yourself
based on
some
your
of these
song selections.
Some of these song selections. All right? Okay. So we'll make you just do a couple of them. And some of them, and I have to tell you, one of your song selections is perhaps my favorite song of all time, but we'll get to that one in a second. So let's start off easy. We'll start off with one of your own songs, the song that played you in. Tell everybody about what Leave the World Behind says about Daniel Gray.
Leave the World Behind basically says, I don't care what the world thinks. I'm going to be me. That's what that song is about.
There you go.
All right.
See, we were starting off easy.
We're just getting the ball rolling. We got more to go. Now, what about that Black Eyed Peas song, which was on my iPod? I'm always happy when something's already there. I got a feeling.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night because I'm here with Ken and Becca.
Oh, Daniel Gray.
Oh, that was pretty.
It's not even a contest.
That was
and
pretty
you won.
Slick right there.
It wasn't even like a raffle, but I just picked Daniel Gray's name and he won. So there you go. Well, that was
Thank
lovely.
You. Thank you very much. I feel like I won because I'm on the show.
Well, we are thrilled to have you. Now, tell everyone about Lost and Found. And it's probably the song that folks know better than anything else. So give us some inside scoop about Lost and Found that maybe some people don't know about what it says about you.
Lost and Found is basically, it's a dance song. Of course, but it is basically about, it was one of my reflections back of New Orleans and experiences I had in New Orleans, because this is going to be so bad. There was this girl in high school who had a crush on me.
Okay.
And I did not have a crush on her.
Okay.
And
do we want to give her a shout out?
I don't want to say her name because she's probably a huge success somewhere, you know, CEO of Google or something.
All right. Shout out to nameless high school girl.
Yes.
We could just shout out to Ken's prom date again.
There
if you
go.
Want.
We just substituted in Ken's prom date. So shout out to Mandy Filer, who will sub in for Daniel Gray's, the woman who had a crush on Daniel Gray. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't want to give her a bigger head than she already has. but she, you know, she had a crush on me, and I did not have a crush on her. And, you know, it was we graduated, and, you know, I was just hanging out with some friends. And I turned around, and there was this girl. And I was like, wow, she is amazingly gorgeous. And it was a girl that had a crush on me. And I went to talk to her, and she was dating someone. And I was a little brokenhearted over that.
Oh.
I was like, okay, Daniel, you missed out. So I wrote this song, Lost and Found, because she did. She had my head going round and round and round, because I was just like, I just wanted to just miss never mind.
Well,
moments too late.
Just a couple seconds, that's all it was. And then Daniel Gray, I have to say, it's one of my favorite songs of all time, and it's the song that's going to play you out in just a few. Heather Small singing Proud.
Proud.
I mean, come on.
I love that song.
What does that song say about you?
Just the title, Proud. Proud of me all the time. And I think everyone should be, I think it's everyone just started to be proud of themselves and, you know, mind their own business, that this world would be a far greater world. Because, you know, look at these politicians who pass Prop 8.
Right.
Who are probably in the closet themselves.
Very possible.
But, there are,
you know,
a few people like
that. I'm not saying that they are, but they might be. But, you know, they're not proud of themselves because they're in the closet, so they're going to try to push other people down. And I think that, I always think pride overcomes everything. If you're proud of yourself, then no one can tell you anything otherwise. And I just try to live every day proud of myself. So, you know.
I love that song. And the song, it's so funny, the song has taken on a whole different tenor now in pop culture, because for folks that don't know, and you'll hear it in a couple seconds and it might jar some people's pop culture think, Proud is the theme song to The Biggest Loser. But Becca just threw up her hands. It's okay,
bye,
Becca.
Guys.
See you
it's
later,
nice
Becca.
Talking to you.
So it is the theme song for The Biggest Loser, but the first real pop culture significance of the song was when it was in the first season, I think on the first ever episode of the U.S. version of Queer as Folk. And I remember when Queer as Folk came out, and it was a really big deal to me because I felt like it was more real gay characters than I had seen on TV before. And when that song came on, I'm like, oh my gosh, what is that? And found it, and it's been, I have remixes of it. It's just one of the most played songs on my iPod. So great choice, Daniel Gray.
Thank you very much.
Now, where should...
I feel terrible that I don't know this song. Not only
you
do
will.
I not know this song,
you
but
will.
I don't know the TV show.
You know,
either of the TV shows.
You know
that you're
Queer as Folk.
No.
Oh, Becca. Becca, my little sparrow, we have to work
Becca,
on that.
You're going to hear this song, and then you're going to say, I have to
you
have
will.
It.
I actually feel confident that you will say that. Now, Daniel Gray, where should folks go to learn more about you? And what's coming up?
Folks can go to my website, www.danielgrayworld.com.
Great.
To learn more about me, or they could follow me on Twitter. I've become a Twitter person.
Nice.
I know that you guys aren't on the Twitter.
No, we don't like it.
I know. I was listening to one of your radio shows, and I heard that you did not like it.
No, I just can't do it. I feel like I spend enough time on
Facebook. Which is funny because we have, like, the shortest attention spans ever. So Twitter should be perfect.
No, I think it's worse than that. I think it would go the other direction where we would forget to finish sentences. We're going to, and then we'd be gone, and we'd forget to finish the tweet. So.
It's all good. It's all good. That's how my Twitter goes.
Too many characters.
Twitter for a day and then forget about it for 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh, I need to Twitter.
I need to tweet.
So.
Yeah.
You know what? I've worked for like three different companies that all wanted to use Twitter as like a promotional thing. It's a new thing. All the kids are doing it. And I'm like, dude, I have started like four different blogs at different points in my life. I have never made it to post two.
Nice.
And then I don't know my own login information or where my blog is. I have no idea.
But
so if you find one of my blogs, let me know.
But this is the 51st show. There you go. This is our 51st show. You've stuck with it, Becca. Look how you've stuck with something.
That's great. But
happy 51st show.
Well,
thank you. Now, you're so close, Daniel, but you're not our 50th guest. You are our 49th guest.
Oh, so close.
So
if that one guy hadn't canceled.
Jack would have called in last week. I would have been.
Yeah?
I'm sure we have no idea what you're talking about, Daniel.
I mean, no one would stand us up.
What?
No, Was someone
supposed to call in last week? I'm sure we have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm sure he didn't do it on purpose.
To remind everyone, Project Runway is dead to us. Just to put that out there.
No.
What's a Project Runway?
You can't say that about Heidi Klum.
We can't. So, yes, we know of no guest that you are speaking of, Daniel Gray. But you're number 49. And,
okay, I can live with being 49, and I just wanted to say happy GLBT, or is it LGBT?
We go with LGBT, but
we go with whatever.
Thank you. And we're making history even today, and we're sure this weekend we'll make history. And do a plug for us, Daniel. Tell everyone to go to our big Notes for Life concert, benefit concert, this Saturday.
Everyone better go to the Notes for Life concert. I hear it is going to be the greatest event. Where is this event?
In Brattleboro, Vermont.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a happening place, and there will be a lot of dancing and a lot of positivity. And everyone's going to be proud of themselves. So
you had me until now. Where is this great event? And then you lost me a little.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So, folks, you must.
Cut that part out of this.
Oh, I will. I will. Trust me. That's not a problem for me. Folks, you must go over to Daniel Gray's website and check out everything that he's doing. Daniel, you are a wealth of positive energy. We are so appreciative that you took the time to call in, and we have no...
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're going to keep on being positive, right? And you're going to keep people dancing.
Yes, I definitely will keep people dancing. My video is going to be on Logo.
Oh, yay!
That's cool.
You should go and vote for that.
Oh, fantastic.
And they can go pick up my album on my website or on iTunes, but I'd rather them get it from my website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I bought it off of iTunes. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. But everybody else, you buy yours off of his website. I'm the only one who's allowed to buy it on iTunes. So there
you
go.
And everyone can go, you can get it off of wherever you want.
There is a problem with your website, though, Daniel.
Uh-oh.
What is that?
There's a small problem with your website. Uh-oh. I went on there earlier, and on the front page, your fly is down.
What?
It's true. It is. I don't know how the photographer didn't catch it.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
It's just too hot for the web, really.
We're here to help, Daniel. We're just pointing out things.
Just letting you know while we're promoting.
Just trying to help.
Okay, well,
your traffic just went way up.
Yeah, by the way, us saying that just made your website traffic just shoot through the roof. So you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys very much. Thank you for having me.
No, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Daniel. We hope to have you back. You'll call back one day?
I definitely will call. I might call back even when I'm not a scheduled guest.
That's fine.
Good, you should.
You call back at the beginning of next week's show, you'll be the 50th guest. So there you go.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? You can count on it then. Move over whoever the next guest is.
Oh,
you're just going to steal
Steven,
that title.
Is it Stephen Levine or Levine?
Levine.
Levine is not going to be happy with you. Not going to be happy with you.
He's going to be so happy. Steve loves me.
Well, but if you preempt to the next person, I'm just saying, Steve will throw down.
No, I'm not going to take up too much of the time. Just enough to say I was a fit man.
There you go. Daniel Gray.
I'm number 50, and then I'm done.
There you go. Daniel Gray, an absolute treat having you on the show. Folks, please go check out Daniel Gray's website. You can get to it off of our website, and we're just thrilled to have you on. All the best, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.
Look into the window of my mind. Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my can't stop me now, and you can do the same, yeah. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel proud? Mm-hmm. You could be so many. Still so many answers I don't know.
There are so many answers.
Realize that to question is how we grow.
To question is to grow.
So I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop. Change, yeah. So do it today, yeah. 'Cause I can see your clear horizon.
What have you done today to make you feel,
to make you feel right? Yeah. Let me hear you.
I love that song.
I feel so uplifted.
I know. What have you done today, Becca, to make you feel proud?
I did the dishes.
Nice.
That's about. I did lots of work at work.
All right.
Yeah, how about you?
I sold 8 tickets at lunch. I was kind of happy about that.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'm hoping a lot of people turn out for this event.
For Saturday.
I mean, it's not just, yes, for Notes for Life this Saturday. Not just to raise the money, though I think that would be amazing because these are two organizations helping people with HIV and AIDS that sorely, sorely need the money. But just to raise some awareness and more than that, just to bring people out for a common cause, I think would be a really great thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But if you can support it, I can't begin to tell you how much we could use your support. So go on over to notesforlife.net, which will take you to the brown paper tickets site, and right on there is information on how to sponsor a ticket. And that is pretty much it for us, folks. We got a big weekend. We know a lot of you out there are going to the march. I think Becca said
Do we have any on-site reporters who are going to report back to us about that?
We can get one. I know who's going, and he will get
And
one.
Any of our listeners who would like to weigh in, take pictures, send an email with the pictures.
Absolutely. We haven't given our contact info in a while. So thisshowissogay.com. Is where you can check out upcoming guests, see who's coming up. We have a ton of amazing guests coming up. And you can link to the iTunes site there to subscribe to our podcast. You can send us an email at
We like having friends on Facebook.
Love it. We love... So send an email to thisshowissogay@AOL.com. And then off of our site, too, you can link to the Facebook group. Or if you just go to the Facebook and you type in This Show So Gay, our group will pop up. And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. There's like 460 people. We lost, I don't know if you saw, we lost a lot of people because I sent out an announcement. No, it was me. This time it was me. Every time I send out an announcement, which I do once every 3 or 4 months, we lose a ton of people who are like, I don't want an announcement. I just want to listen to the show. So that's fine too. So we, as always, adore your support. Be out there. Be proud. Go march. Becca, I really thought said it best at the beginning of the show. We hope this weekend, no matter what you are doing, you are recharging. You must. If you've learned anything from our activist guests and our civil rights champion guests and just all of our guests, you must take that time to recharge. You can't just keep going at full steam.
Nope. Crash and burn.
Indeed. So please, we hope that the parade is an opportunity. The march is... That's an indicator right there. No, it's not the parade. It's the march. We hope it's an opportunity for you to recharge and hear some great speakers. There's some great speakers speaking. So great. Get out there, folks. Do great things. Recharge. Figure out what you've done today to make you feel proud. And above all else, remember, why be gay when you can be so gay?